This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station right here, Studio E, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. However you're listening to us, thank you so very much for doing so. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Not everybody that's working on the Third Watch, doing whatever you are to keep America moving along, rolling along. Thanks so very much to the over-the-road drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, to our FedEx, to our UPS, to our mail haulers out there. Thanks so very much for the jobs that you are doing, keeping things moving along. And we don't forget our Amazon warehouse people either, or the people that are out there delivering the packages all across the country, truckload, little truckload, big truckload, independent size truckload, whatever, Amazon. And we appreciate all you guys and girls. Now, our suicide jockeys, always, we appreciate what you do, getting the gas, getting the diesel, and getting the jet fuel where it needs to go. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social and Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's, add an S on the word Captain, and America, put the word all together. And, of course, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, we're going to go over to the telephone line, and we're going to take a look at the map to make sure that we are honed in on our guest, and that would be none other than the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
And good morning, Captain, from my secret undisclosed location.
A secret undisclosed location. Well, at least, thank you very much, boys and girls, at least it's not Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Well, that's right. Yes, we're very concerned about our friends in Fort Lauderdale this morning.
Yes, we are. We're going to keep our eyes on that, so bear with us. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've had a phone caller hanging on very patiently, and he's got something that he wants to add from a personal standpoint to the fire that we talked about out there in Texas over towards New Mexico, where the 18,000 cows were killed, and what might have has something to do with that. He has some firsthand knowledge. So let's go over to Iron Mike. Mr. Iron Mike, what's going on?
I will work as an engineer and private self-employed, and I one of my customers had six plants. One of their plants in Houston, these plants at that time were the propellant they used for refrigeration, and they had these big engine rooms, and they looked like giant V8 or V6 motors, you know, their compressors, and this plant blew up with the and it was an ammonia leak, a giant ammonia leak in the dark with something, and fortunately it was a Sunday, and this and there was nobody in the plant, but one of the maintenance refrigeration men had to check it every so many hours, and he came in and he could smell it, and he went across the street to a phone booth and started calling the fire department, and the whole wall of the side blew up. But what I'm getting at is every piece of equipment in that two-story building, there wasn't one piece, and some of this stuff is very thick metal. There wasn't one piece that could be salvaged, including the compressors.
Hmm.
It's a highly explosive thing. Another thing is when you start to smell ammonia, it cleans your it's like taking something for your nostrils, you know.
Yeah.
It really cleans them out. But the thing is with the methane, if it had that, you know, and this is your theory, if that was, you know, in a milking room and there was a lot in an enclosed thing, and the refrigerant was in, or the compressors were in the next room,
right,
if it did ignite it, it would compound it.
Right. No airflow would accentuate the situation to where it would only take less than a spark to just ignite the whole thing.
Yeah, well, what killed those cows was compression.
Uh-huh.
You know, the explosion itself would kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Not touch them or anything else. It's just the concussion.
Well, what a mess. 18,000 dead cows. A dairy destroyed. Here comes the music. I'm going to have to let you go, but thanks very much for your input. We appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, Iron Mike, everybody. And Iron Mike, of course, is one of our regulars here in the program. We see him for lunch quite a bit. Speaking of which, I'll be down in Sarasota this afternoon, 3 p.m., at the Bayfront Center with Congressman Greg Stubbe, talking about veterans' benefits. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. That's Jeff from Sarasota. Thank you very much, Jeff, for doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. MyPillow continues with this massive sale that they've got going on. They've got quite a bit of discontinued items over there that you can save 80% on by using the promo code CAPTAIN. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and see the items that are listed there, promo code CAPTAIN, and save you a bunch of money. Now, they've got buy one, get ones on some of the newer stuff that's there. The pillows, the brand new pillows, the cooler pillows, the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one. And you can certainly save a bunch of money by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, again, the website, MyPillow.com. If you want to call them on the phone, which you can do, and get some answers to questions, order things that way, or just talk to somebody and ask them your question, and they'll give you an answer. The phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time on the number, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Go over there, promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself a bunch of money on some of the things that you just need to have anyway. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we haven't said a word about Tim Scott, the Republican senator from South Carolina, who announced yesterday that he is launching a presidential exploratory committee indicating that Scott may, in fact, take on former President Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential race. Now, you and I talked about this when we first heard about it, and I told you I thought that this was his audition for vice president.
Well, yeah, you never know. Certainly, the senator has been making some high-profile appearances and so forth of late, some of the things that you do when you might be testing the waters. Also, of course, he announced that he's formed his exploratory committee, essentially, for 2024. So it's not a definite jump into the race as yet. The only people who have definitely declared for this, of course, are Donald Trump and also Nikki Haley. We expect more people to get into this race before the day is out, basically, or the time is run here. But it all remains to be seen because everything's different now for the GOP primary system because Trump was indicted.
Yeah, we have some things there on the table that we just have never had before. We don't know what to expect or how to expect whatever. Indictments do change things, and God forbid if he were to get convicted on these charges, well, then you've got a totally different story. Now, I'm hearing he could run, but would you want to?
Well, it certainly would be. It would be difficult. It depends. And well, Donald Trump usually, you know, all bets are off when it comes to Donald Trump. He's not a standard issue politician in almost any sense of the word. So if under normal circumstances, if there could be normal circumstances such as these, if you were convicted of something or fighting a battle in court, it would be very difficult to give the kind of time and energy and focus to a presidential campaign for obvious reasons. But Donald Trump can try to parlay this into being his rallying cry, but we'll see how that goes. One of the other things, too, that works in Donald Trump's favor is the more people that actually get into the primaries, the better it is for him ultimately because it may allow him to start securing the nomination with smaller percentages of the vote.
Yeah, what you're saying is all true. And, of course, the fight for him, I think, is more personal now than the last time around when it was for the country. Now I believe it's for him.
Well, right. And, of course, getting the nomination is step one. Step two, of course, would be getting Democrats who want a reason to not vote for the Democrat nominee, and then, of course, independents to come over to vote for Trump. It would be the call for any candidate, any Republican nominee, to try to do that very thing indeed. But Donald Trump, of course, it just depends. We have to get from here to there in order to evaluate what the ramifications are truly going to be in all this. You can look at the daily polling, but that's going to maybe be changing over time.
Now, I've got to say this and continue this this storyline because it may prove to be the most serious intelligence leak the U.S. has ever had in over a decade. And behind closed doors, it's set off uncomfortable conversations with the nation's closest allies. Of course, I'm talking about the trove of classified documents that were dumped online, revealing to the global public just how closely Americans are spying on their friends and foes at a most delicate time. Now, that being said, the war in Ukraine is at a turning point. President Joe Biden is seeing the leader of the UK this week while he's in Ireland, and then he will host his South Korean counterpart, a key partner in efforts to counter China at the end of April. So this is a big deal, what's going on right now.
Well, certainly, and what it does, it shows, number one, that the U.S. in even almost real time has information-based that give the status of Russian forces and operations and so forth. As you mentioned, Captain, having these kinds of breaches are, first of all, never something that you want to have happen, but at the same time, some of these intelligence gathering methods could be, for lack of a better term, back engineered to figure out how they got it in the first place and then plug those holes.
Well, as we previously reported, there have been concerning leaks of what appear to be Pentagon documents that have made their way out onto the Internet. And, of course, some of these documents were first reported on a Discord server and allegedly contain highly sensitive intelligence regarding aspects of the readiness of the Ukrainian armed forces. Now, in addition, documents pertaining to the war in Ukraine, the leak files included, purported copies of the daily intelligence reports provided to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Army General Mark Milley, as well as other leaders on Israel's Mossad spy service and intelligence, with discussions with the government of South Korea on the sale of artillery ammunition that was being made to Kiev. Now, never say never when it comes to ammo. They are getting their ammunition, but they're getting it from some sources where maybe they're going to run those people a little short.
Well, exactly right. And of course, the idea, again, is that if it's determined just how far we can get into the Russian information, that may give them tip-offs as to how they can make sure that we don't do that in the future. That's another big problem with this leak.
Well, it is. And, of course, now we know that there's involvement with the special forces. To what degree, we don't know that either. We're going to just sit back and we're going to watch all of this unfold as it will right in front of us.
Well, that's right. I think one of the things, Captain, that the President of the United States needs to be able to try to reassure the American people about is that this is not going to continue to expand. That's the one thing I think that's missing, is this feeling that the American people have a right to feel that their commander in chief has the steady hand on the tiller, that he is somehow helping to manipulate events to make sure that the United States does not get drawn in further into something like this. I don't think a lot of people have that feeling, only because it seems like the war is driving Biden and Biden's not driving the war.
Well, there's some truth in that too, because they have taken the directive and run with it, and that's what's become apparently obvious. Now, nothing has been said detrimental that I know of, I'm aware of, about the Russians, and no fingers have been pointed, so to speak. It's not one of those he said, she said things. It was just talking about supplies and how much tonnage had come in terms of beans and bullets from other places other than the U.S.
Well, that's right. That's right. But this other thing that we were talking about just a little while ago, Captain, the idea that there are special forces, perhaps, and they may be, and again, they have to run certain equipment or they're helping out in different ways. The president is going to have to be able to explain that to the American people at some point, depending on how things play out. And this not only could have a problem with the election, but the trust the American people have.
You betcha. Here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour break. Your stations get a chance to pay some bills and do what they need to do. And we'll be back right after all of that. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Victims from this week's bank shooting in Louisville, Kentucky are remembered with vigils Wednesday. At the same time earlier, we heard 911 calls from during the chaos.
Has anybody been shot?
Yes.
How many people? I don't know, 8 or 9.
8 or 9 people have been shot.
Uh-huh.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear opened up about his personal connection to Monday's shooting.
I lost one of my best friends on Monday, but I've got 2 friends and more that survived.
In all, 5 were killed, 9 wounded. Ukrainian officials are once again asking for American fighter jets to aid its fight against Russia. On Wednesday, Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal directly appealed to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin for fighter jets and long-range missiles. Shmyhal says Ukraine will win the war, but would achieve victory faster and with fewer casualties if they had the longer-range weapons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And don't forget, at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, especially you ladies, there are 2 female podiatrists that work there. And you'll be able to be treated by a woman if that's your preference. I know a lot of women would prefer that. So here's your opportunity. That's number one. Number two, I can also tell you that because of their location and because of their expertise and because of their attitude, they will do everything they can to help you with the problem you've got. Now, they've been working with me for a while, and the problem that I've got is getting better. It's taking forever to have happen. but it is working. So I can honestly say, thank God for miracles, because that's what they've been to me, as a godsend and a miracle. Now, their phone number to call is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, located at 30 8th Street at 66 in St. Pete. Give them a call. Set up an appointment. Most all insurances are taken. 727-896-4615. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And I hope that you are having a trusty, dusty little morning over there all by yourself.
Absolutely. Things are going good.
Terrible being outside, though, isn't it? And you get locked out there with the dogs and the cats and the chickens and all that.
And the raccoons.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got one of them here. I haven't heard him tonight, so it's safe on the Eastern Front. Now, okay. The National Security Council spokesman, John Kirby, has now confirmed that, yes, there is a, quote, small U.S. military presence at the American embassy in Ukraine. Well, come on, John. We all know that. The Marines guard the embassy, and they have their normal attaches and all that sort of stuff. But I can assure you that with what's going on in Ukraine, there are more than the average amount of military personnel there. Want to bet?
No, I think that's a safe bet. And, of course, we all know, unfortunately, Captain, the history of when you have people in a particular area in a country that's going to war or is at war, and then it can escalate, most unfortunately. But again, this is where President Biden has to be able to communicate to the American people, what is the plan? What is the strategy? What does it mean to win? And what does it mean to make sure that our troops are safe?
Now, there's no love lost between former President Donald Trump and his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who took it upon himself to give Stormy Daniels some money and then just assumed that he was going to get paid the money right away, and that was going to be that, end of story. But it appears now that Donald Trump has turned around and sued Michael Cohen for more than $500 million. This, according to a filing yesterday from a Florida court.
Well, that's right. And primarily, one of the big accusations in this of Trump accusing Cohen is basically failing to keep the attorney-client communications confidential. And basically, and then also by profiting by it, which what the Trump complaint calls spreading falsehoods.
And, yeah, he's been doing all of that. Nobody can argue that, right?
Well, that's right. And as you mentioned, there's no love lost there. This is going to play out, and we'll see what it does. But, yes, Trump, of course, essentially trying to counter-strike here.
Now, there's an interesting couple of contracts that have been given out, but one of them, military contracts, has to do with Lockheed Martin. And they've been awarded a $2.7 billion contract to provide a sovereign military satellite communication system. It's called Project JP-9102 for the Australian Defense Force, which is set to revolutionize the future of the country's defense technology.
Well, that's right, $2.7 billion. This is a multi-billion dollar investment that is designed, of course, to bring them to put them on the forefront of military defense technology. And of course, Captain, we also think that in recent times there hasn't been a lot of good relations, shall we say, between, say, China and Australia. So as we see things heating up around the globe, and especially in terms of what China may be wanting to do, this is, I'm sure, going to make the Australian people rest a little bit easier.
Now, we've seen and keep seeing Joe Biden deteriorate right in front of us, haven't we?
Unfortunately, yes.
Now, unfortunately, he wasn't a shining light to start with 8 years ago when he started in. making some of his gaffes, and this just continues to get worse. And it's not just a gaffe anymore. Now he's actually struggling to try to do things correctly and not botch them up the way he seems to have been doing. Now, that became reality, apparently, in Northern Ireland this week, with confusion and disaster where it seems to be following him wherever he goes. And it permeates the operations of all of his people as well. But then he said something that made it appear that he didn't even know where his office was. Namely, he told anyone that would listen that the Oval Office was in the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, that's really, really something. And, you know, if this was your grandfather, if this was a family member, if this was somebody that you knew, if it was Mr. Joe lives two doors down or something, and he was acting like this, and it was obvious, well, somebody would want to do something about that. They want to get this person the help that they need. You certainly wouldn't put them in situation that you could possibly come up with in the history of planet Earth. You just wouldn't do it. So to some degree, Captain, I think a lot of people can relate, and they say, and they see what's happening with Joe Biden, and they know that it's not right.
And that wasn't the only problem that happened this week so far. In a breach of security, somebody dropped a document in the street about where the president was staying, security arrangements, phone numbers of the police service of Northern Ireland, the security personnel, all the different names of the people that were on the list of need to know, when they needed to know, priorities, the whole nine yards, and unbelievable. All I can say to that is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's unacceptable. This was found on the street in Belfast, not too far from where the president would have been staying. The Secret Service, of course, I'm sure apoplectic about it and taking whatever measures they need to take in order to secure the president's safety.
Now, are you familiar with the Consumer Price Index?
Right, yeah, the CPI.
Yeah, that measures the prices of goods and services purchased by U.S. households. It's climbed 5% compared with a year ago, which is a little bit lower. However, it's still going up.
Well, of course, that's right. We're going to continue to see prices go up, not only because, in fact, I've noticed, Captain, we've seen the energy prices go up here. Gasoline seems to have gone up here in Southern California, at least in my neck of the woods. We see all these things happening, and we see the prices of the grocery store continuing to go up. It doesn't seem to end.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report number 2. And we'll update it for you, let you know what's going on in this grand scheme of things here. In the meantime, I will be back right after these messages. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
Yeah.
telling you what, Kyle, that is ZZ Top, believe it or not. Viva Las Vegas. Now, I had not heard that before, or at least if I have, I don't remember it, but my goodness.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And, of course, thank you very much for playing that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Was that you, Elvis?
I'll never tell.
Well, we heard somebody in there. It sounded like Elvis. Okay, all right. Well, I'll go with that. But isn't that something? I mean, that's got one heck of a drive to it. My goodness. All right, well, let's get it started here. What's going on out west there, sir?
Well, Captain, we can't help now. We got to tell you about what's happening in Las Vegas, of course. And right now it's 72 degrees. Feels like 72 degrees, according to the local forecast there.
Thank you.
But right now it's 72, but on Thursday, high of 77. So it's in the cool part right now of the year, but it's going to be heating up into the 80s over the weekend. And, of course, it'll get really hot in a little bit of time passing here. But, of course, good wishes to all our friends in Las Vegas. We still got high winds advisory out in the high desert. If you're on your way to Las Vegas on Interstate 15, coming out of California, so be aware of that. We continue with a frost advisory from Portland, Oregon, down to Eugene, where it becomes a freeze warning, from Roseburg down to Medford, and another freeze warning on the northern coast of California near Eureka, and Crescent City. Be aware of that. We continue seeing snow up in northern Montana tonight. We've got rain all over Billings right now. Last hour is just south of Billings, but it is definitely it's definitely all through Billings right now. We continue to see snow. It's moved a little bit north now of Helena, but all around Great Falls, up towards Malta, you got snow up near Cutbank. You've also got snow up in northern Montana tonight. We continue to see a mix of rain and snow on I-84 near Payette. This is in Idaho on your way to Boise, Idaho tonight. And a little bit of snow, Captain, up on I-80. If you're coming out of Winnemucca, heading towards Battle Mountain, you definitely have snow coming across the roadway there. And that's what we're seeing on the map right now, so do be careful out there.
What's the weather like where you're at?
Right now we've got, I think, 56 degrees. So double check here real quick. Looks like I think it's 56 degrees. Yep, and we still got cloudy conditions. A little bit of drizzle here and there.
All righty. Well, let's take a look at North Dakota east and south. And out of North Dakota, we've got rain all the way over through the northern part of Minnesota to include the Twin Cities and over into Duluth. And then that takes you over into the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, where you have rain, the upper peninsula of Michigan, where you have rain. And over there on the eastern flank, on the east side of Lake Michigan, where you have a red flag fire warning and wind and some uncertain weather there towards the top as well. Probably going to be rain and or a storm. Looks like either one. Now, you got fog tonight. I forgot to mention that. That's been seeping in here along I-90. From Toledo all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania, along I-90. So be advised the fog will be in over there. Patchy areas of fog tonight in Indiana to include Indianapolis. So you'll have different areas in there where you'll be driving across and all of a sudden get a little foggy on you. You got a lot of fire weather warnings and threats across the Midwest tonight. Iowa and Nebraska and Kansas and the panhandle of Texas and Amarillo and Oklahoma out to the western part there. Unsettled weather in Pennsylvania and southern New York, northern New York, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, very unsettled weather there. Looks like as if we're going to have this system going up the East Coast. I could be wrong, but it looks like this system is going to go up the East Coast and raise a little havoc up here, because we have had over a foot of rain in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Started about midnight, and there's all kinds of emergency declarations right now. A lot of flooding down there, emergency situations. You need to stay out of the area unless you have a real reason to be there. And you truckers that are going in there to deliver in Fort Lauderdale, I would suggest you call your customer first. They may not be able to get there.
That's very good advice, Captain. Yeah, we're watching it very closely.
Yeah, and there's plenty of water, and the flooding is intense. The airport is shut down.
right now, and I believe they have the rail system that they have, the commuter rail, is shut down as well between Miami and Fort Lauderdale because there are a number of low-lying areas in there where a train could get in big-time trouble.
That's right, the Bright Line, I believe. Yeah.
Yep, that's it. And that goes up to Orlando, so I'm pretty sure maybe Orlando's open, but not down below Fort Lauderdale. So that means if you're taking a train, you might have an interesting day ahead of you.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. So, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And let's not forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Reports, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J.
That's right. You can find out more about them and the My Rewards Plus app. Go to PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And we're going to jump right on over here. And we're going to find Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have been bombasted down in South Florida tonight with a bunch of rain. I mean, holy smokes, a foot or more.
I saw some of that. I wish they'd kind of share it with the rest of the state.
Not quite that much.
Well, that's hence the word share.
Yeah.
We have some cattle farmers or cattle ranchers here in the state that are herding, their cattle herding pretty badly with a lack of water.
I'm glad you mentioned cows because very quickly 18,000 cows were killed in an explosion in Texas, not on the New Mexico
border.
Yeah, and nobody knows for sure what has transpired yet, but there's a lot of different scenarios here when you deal with ammonia and you deal with the coolant, if you're using refrigeration, and if you cut down the airflow, and, you know, certain things that could happen. I mean, it's just, we'll have to wait to see, but my God, that's just horrible.
Yeah, very few cows. Well, I think one person was killed, a couple were injured. it looks like a piece of equipment may have gotten overheated, and of course, then there's methane gas that from the cows, so they think that is the culprit. They're not sure just yet.
Oh, good morning to Catwoman. She's chiming in tonight. She's at home, but she's saying hello to us through the chat room. So good morning to Catwoman. Hold that thought, my friend, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com here on a Thursday morning. We shall return.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.